In Vrindavan, I heard from some sadhus that we have to take permission from Gopeshwar Mahadev, Yamuna, Vraj Dhuli to stay Vrajvas. So I could not understand what it means, why we have to. So can you please explain on that?
The devotee met some saintly people in Vrindavan. They advised him, if you desire to stay here in Vrindavan, then you have to take shelter of three personalities, Yamuna, Gopeshwar, and the dust of Vrindavan, Brajaduli. So why did he say that? Or why did he say that? You'd have to ask him why he said that. That would be the best thing to do. But there are different answers, because that's his viewpoint. And that's correct. He's correct. And you can explain so many philosophical ways and why that's what you said is correct. But then you can also say that I am ekantika. I'm ekanti bhakta. Ekantika. Ekanti. Ananyas chintyantamam yejana pariparshate. Ananya bhakti. I just pray to Krishna. Krishna is my everything. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song. He said, if you have faith, if you're actually people out there, oh, listen, people, if you have faith, then you have to just believe this. Just believe this. If you have Shraddha, if you have Vishwas, then just believe this. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Pranadan. Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father, Krishna is the wealth of my life, my Pranadan. Radha and Krishna. So you can also say, another sadhu can come along and say, oh, if you want to live in Vrindavan, you have to pray day and night to Radha and Krishna. Oh, Radha and Krishna, please let me stay here. I want to serve you eternally in this Vrindavan, that Vrindavan. I want to be your kinkari, I want to be your manjri. And I want to just, you know, by living in Vrindavan, I want to realize you and see you and serve you. And it's a surrender for me to live here, but it's your home. And you say we should come here and do bhajan. And there's so many statements in Shastra that says if anyone lives here, Lalita Sakhi will favor them and bring them to Radharani. And so I'm praying to you. So you can just pray to Radha and Krishna. If we're Gaudiyas, I don't know if that sadhu you're speaking, you said some sadhu, but we are Gaudiya Vaishnavas, and we follow our Mahajanvani and our Puravacharyas. What do they say, and what example do they give, and who do they pray to? We should take the lead from them. So what that sadhu said is pray to the dust of Vrindavan, pray to Yamunaji, and pray to Gopeshwar. That's all very nice, and that's very true, because they're all devotees. Gopeshwar has two functions. He's a devotee and he's also God. Kiraj has two functions. He's a devotee and he's also God. Yamuna Devi is a Shakti of the Lord, and she's also a devotee of the Lord. And she's also the wife of the Lord in one expansion, Kalindi. So all very powerful, transcendental, eternal personalities. Ultimately all expansions of Krishna and his Shakti, Radha and Krishna. So that's true what he said. But then, if we look at Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, and our other great saints who not only are Gaudiya Vaishnava sadhus, but they also lived in Vrindavan for 30, 40, 50 years. So who do they pray to? So we see in Brajavilas Stava, Brajavriti Chintamani by Vishnu Chakravarti, and Brajavilas Stava by Das Goswami and Stavavali. There are many prayers. They're praying to Rupa Goswami. They're praying to Radharani. They're praying to Krishna. They're praying to Yamuna. Rupa Goswami has Yamuna Astakam. And they're praying to Giriraj. And they're praying Govardhan Astakam. And they're praying to Radharani, Radhakund. Radharani Astakam, Radhakund Astakam, Shyamakund Astakam, and Sham Krishna Astakam. And they're praying to Gopeshwar, and they're praying to Yogamaya. They're praying to Purnamasi Yogamaya. And they're praying to all the various residents and the Nitya Siddha devotees in the entourage of Radha and Krishna. O Subalsaka, O Lalita. So we would, if you meet a Gaudiya Vaishnava, they say, oh, if you want to stay in Vrindavan, then you should pray to all these personalities. which is part of our daily bhajan anyway. So it's, if I don't pray to Yamunaji, but I pray to Radha and Krishna, and they're pleased, I can also live here. If I don't pray to Yamunaji, and I don't pray to Giriraj, and I don't pray to Gopeshwara, but I pray to the six Goswamis, I can also live here. Or I pray to Radha Raman, I can also live here. I pray to Bunky Bihari. They all have, they're all aspects of, they're all God and His energy, so they have, all have unlimited power. If you line up 10 Kraupatis, any one of them can give you a million crore rupees. So which one are you going to go to? Well, whichever one you like. So he prefers that, so he saw it that way. But if we see Das Goswami Pad, they have small, if you want to decide who are the big objects of prayer, then you can see who they wrote the most prayers to. So as far as Gopeshwara, Shiva, and Purnamasi, they write one or two here and there prayers. But when it comes to Giriraj, they write Astakams and Dasakams. So in terms of numbers of to each particular Ishtadev that they pray to, if you want to gauge the number of prayers that they offer them by how important and valuable they are, that person is, then you can use that as a standard of choice. So obviously, there's all, everyone, Krishnas, Kaviraj, Vishwanath, Rupa, Raghunath, everyone's written Radhikastakam. So praying to Radharani, and there's so many prayers to Radharani, that's very important. And praying to Krishna, there is also important. And praying, they have Yamunastakams. They have Brindadevi Astakams. Like he didn't mention Brindadevi. He mentioned Yamunadevi and Giriraj and Brajaraj. What about Brindadevi? She's a goddess of Vrindavan. So she, we have Brindadevi Astakam. Other Goswamis may write one or two prayers to Brindadevi, but Vishwanath wrote a whole Astakam. So from our Purvacharyas, we see it as very important to pray to Radharani to live in Vrindavan. The most important is to pray to Radharani and to Krishna, and then Yamuna, and then Radhakund, and then Shyamakund, then Govardhan, Giriraj, and all these have Astakams. And Tulsi, Brindadevi, Tulsi. And then you can say descending order, then it's Gopeshwara, then, what do you say, Purnamasi, and then Brajaraj. And what to speak about the ultimate pleasure is with Gurudev. If the Guru is pleased, then everyone's pleased. There's even shlokas like that. If you offend the holy name, then by chanting more names, then gradually the offense will go. But if you offend the devotee, even the holy name can't forgive the offense. So the guru, if the guru is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. Guru Toshan, Hari Toshan. So if guru gives the devotee a place in Vrindavan to live and do bhajan, then it's very important if he wants to stay in Vrindavan to please the guru that gave him the blessings to live there to begin with. Isn't it? And if there's aparadme to that guru, which means against his pleasure, going against his pleasure, displeasing him, then you may find your days numbered in living in Vrindavan. You may find yourself cast far away from Vrindavan. Even though you're praying so much to Gopeshwar and the dust of Vrindavan, Yamuna, but if you neglect your guru and offend your guru, so ultimately in all spiritual matters, I would say it's most important to pray to your guru. The Ishtadev, Radya Bhagavan Brajesha Taniya, Sridham Vrindavanam, Tad Vrindavanam, Tadam Vrindavanam. So we should pray to Radha and Krishna, Guru and Radha Krishna, and Brindadevi. So we agree, everything I said agrees with the sadhu in terms of praying to Govardhan and praying to Yamunadevi. And Brajaraj, they're minor prayers, not much. Brajaraj, as I said, would be down on the list. oh, so many great personalities, Brahma and Shiva and Uddhava, they're praying to become a particle of dust, a piece of Brajaduli. And Radharasa Sunidhi has many, many 5-10 verses glorifying the dust of Vrindavan. And many, many prayers. So it's certainly very valuable. But praying to these, if we take the example of our Goswamis, they have a prayer here and a prayer there about dust. But the primary persons they're significantly praying to in terms of astakams and dasakams and whatnot, as I said, are Radha and Krishna. Giriraj is Krishna also. Rupa Goswami wrote Yamanastakam, and I don't know if anyone else wrote anything, Goswamis. But many Goswamis wrote Radhikastakam and Radhikandastakam, like this type of things. So, I, you know, if you come to Vrindavan, you're always praying to Radharani, please let me stay in Vrindavan. I don't think she would not hear your prayers. Because we hear that Radharani is so much Kruna Mayi. There's even a story about 80 years ago that's told, very contemporary time. One man from India, North India somewhere, his wife died. So he was so much unhappy and anxiety all the time. And then where he was living, he was always unhappy and disturbed and anxious. And so he's asking his friends, where can I go? Is there anywhere I can go and find some peace? You know, some relief from my mind. I can't stop thinking of my deceased wife and I'm just going crazy staying here. So someone suggested to this gentleman from North India, you know, Haryana, whatever, up there somewhere. I said, well, you know, near, it's not far. Why don't you go to Vrindavan, Brajadam? And it's a very, very tranquil place, many trees and forests. And you go there, and you may find some peace and relief in your mind. So the man came, and then he was just wandering around the Vrindavan, seeing the forest and everything. But then he started, immediately within a short time, the glamour of visiting the Vrindavan wore off, and he started to remember his wife, remembering his wife again, who had died recently. Because she was very young and very beautiful. So then he was just wandering around. And rather than becoming peaceful, he became a little mad almost. And he was always calling out for the name of his wife. And his wife's name just so happened to be Kishori. So wherever he was wandering, mostly he was wandering around Barsana, Nandagram area, maybe Barsana. Kishori, Kishori, Kishori. Oh, Kishori, oh, Kishori, hey, Kishori. Hey, Kishori, hey, Kishori. Kishori kaha, Kishori kaha, Kishori kaha. Where is my Kishori gone? Oh, Kishori, where are you? He was really missing his wife. So he's just wandering around, and many people heard and no one paid attention because they thought he was some Pagal Baba or some Radharani Pagal or whatever. In his own ecstasies of Radhanam or whatever, they didn't, no one bothered, let him do his thing. Oh, Kishori, Kishori. And he's saying, Kishori, Kishori, kaha, kaha, where have you gone? You know, apkrupaya, dekiye, you know, please let me see you. Chum, dekiye, or whatever you say. I want to see you. I want to see you. Oh, Kishori, where have you gone? I miss you, I miss you, I want to see you. So sometime, a few weeks went by, months went by. And then Radharani was called Lalita, and she said, who is this? Someone, some great devotee is wandering all around Varsana especially, and wandering around Braj, Kishori, Kishori. And they're really sincere, and they're just crying my name day and night. And go see who they are, what they are. So Lalita Sakhi came. And then she found out, seen about this person. And she came back to report to Radharani. She said, I went to Varsana. I found out about that gentleman. He's from North India. And he's crying, Kishori, Kishori. Not for you. Not for the girlfriend of Krishna. Not for Krishna Priya. Not for Hari Priya. Not for Vrishabhanu Nandini. Not for you, Radharani. Not for you, Kishori Ju. Oh, Kishori Mani. He's not calling for you. He's calling for his wife. His Marana Patni, His Marana Patni, his dead wife. He's lamenting in separation from her. Oh, wife, oh, wife, oh, wife, where are you, wife? When will I see your wife? And Radharani said, really? It's like that. And Lalita said, yes, this is the fact. And she said, I know, but he just keeps saying, Kishore, Kishore. I can't help it, Lalita. Even though he's just like that, I my heart melts. You know, I'm not so hard-hearted. You know, you're Bhamya Prakar. You're a little left-wing and heavy mood. I'm a little dakshin, a little submissive. My heart melts if someone wanders around my barsana, my brajadam, and he's crying out, Kishori, Kishori kaha, Kishori kaha, Abdeki, Abdeki shah, I want to see you. Then what can I do? You know, it's my nature, I'm Karuna Mai. So please, you go there, you bring him to me, and I'll give him my full mercy. So then the person came and had darshan of Radharani and got prema, and Gopi prema, and went to the spiritual world in Gopi Sarup. Radharani ki jai. So this is the power of Vrajadam and even somebody calling out for their wife. So best to name your wife Radharani or Kishori or something good like that. So then when you're yelling at Kishori, you know, then maybe Radharani will come and say, what's this, you know? Kishori and Sham, that's... And then she's saying, Sham, you this, that, Sham. And then, who is this? And then, like that.